Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. I'm back with my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
We are going to be discussing Lesson 317 in the workbook and, of course, the miracles. I follow in the way appointed me. Before we begin, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. I follow in the way appointed me. I have a special place to fill, a role for me alone. Salvation waits until I take this part as what I choose to do. Until I make this choice, I am the slave of time and human destiny. But when I willingly and gladly go the way my Father's plan appointed me to go, then I will recognize salvation is already here, already given my brothers, and already mine as well.
God, your way is what I choose today. Where it would lead me, do I choose to go. What it would have me do, I choose to do. Your way is certain and the end secure. The memory of you awaits me there, and all my sorrows end in your embrace, which you have promised to your child, who thought mistakenly that she had wandered from the same protection of your loving arms. I follow in the way appointed me.
And so it is. Let's join together for another moment of silence. Let's take another good deep breath. I have a special place to fill, a role for me alone. As we read through the textbook and through the workbooks, we start hearing that we are the salvation of the world. And the first time I read that, I was like aghast. I'm like, I can't be this. How could I be the salvation of the world? I'm just this individual self and this small little world that I know of family and friends and work. I mean, how could I be the salvation of the world? I mean, it just doesn't, I mean, that was Jesus's job. That's what he did. He was the salvation, you know? And so when I first brushed up against that, that was very difficult for me to see beyond the limited thinking of my egoic self. And it took a long time before I was even willing to accept that. But as we've discussed in recent lessons, every gift is given to all, mm-hmm. even a simple smile or seeing someone without judgment is a gift to everyone. And that is ultimately what this is all about. We're all connected. We're all one. There's nothing that we are doing that's not bringing light to the world or hiding the light, turning to darkness. In every moment, every thought, every action, every care, every gift is changing the world. And as more and more of us begin to get it, that all that's required for us is to withhold judgment from each other. It's that simple. And it's so simple, it's just very difficult to accept it. I mean, how could salvation of the world be that simple? It's just a requirement to withhold judgment. Mm. That's it. And especially to try to do that throughout the day, because we know that we deal with curveballs every day, things we didn't expect. But those, as we've discussed, are just past thinking, reflecting back to show us who we're being. And so a role for me alone, salvation waits until I take this part is what I choose to do. We are all called. Everyone's called. But you have, as he says in the beginning of A Course in Miracles, the time that you take, this is up to you. But we are all called. And more are answering the call. And I'm just grateful to be in the flow of this conversation and beginning to understand and grasp this in a way that I can act through this higher energy and vibration of allowance and acceptance. I follow in the way appointed me. There is no other way. I literally kind of ultimately have to wake up to that truth. And I think it's happening.
I think so too. I know so. I feel it and sense it, that it's happening. I see it in you. And so what you were referring to is in the beginning is the idea of free will, that we have free will, but free will doesn't mean that we get to choose the curriculum or that we will ultimately choose to make the choice to follow this curriculum. It's just a matter of when. And that's our free will. And so this lesson is asking us to choose this today, to become willing to gladly choose the Father's plan that is appointed each of us, and to recognize salvation is already there. It's already done. It's already done. None of this ever really happened. So salvation is already accomplished. And so when we make this choice to no longer be the slave of time and human destiny, we really do know the end of the story for human destiny. We know that it involves death. We know that it involves suffering, and we know that it involves sin. And so we have become a slave to time and a slave to a human destiny. We already know that outcome, you know, and we keep dancing with the devil we think we know, maybe because we've withheld the faithfulness and we've withheld the certainty that there is another way that is assured, that's already accomplished. And so this day, I can make the choice to walk forth as if I know it's already accomplished. I'm being told here it is. Mm. What if we just act as if, and we become willing to walk forth and to say, you know what? Today, I'm going to go the way Holy Spirit directs, Christ directs, God directs. Why not? I mean, why not? Hey, what have you got to lose? Nothing and everything to gain, and it's all already given. I love the closing prayer. The memory of you awaits me. Your embrace, which you have promised, your protection in your loving arms. Let's go there together. I follow the way appointed me. I matter. You matter. Each are necessary. All are called. And guess what? We're all going to answer. So let's just go ahead and do that now and be at play in the kingdom of heaven. Play the happy dream for a while.
I'm tempted to share kind of a metaphor. So I love you and I love being with you. And I enjoy our embrace. I enjoy the love we share with each other. But when I go to sleep at night, I can literally dream all night long that I don't know you. And that you don't come to my mind. You're not part of my experiences. I'm having all of these illusions. And I could be deluded and tell myself, oh, I just wish I knew, had somebody to love. I wish I knew this. Or, you know, I wish I could have a life like the life I woke up to this morning. Because while I'm in my stupor, while I'm in my illusion of dream, I'm not aware that I'm safe and home in bed, and the life that we have built together is already accomplished. It's already here. It's already done. The only thing that's required is for me to wake up, right? And I have not ever had a lucid experience where I realized that I was dreaming in the dream, and I've had a few of those. And I think they become more available as we practice meditation. We'll have more of those types of experiences. A lucid experience of dreaming that I didn't wake up pretty quickly right after. In other words, I wake up in the dream, and it's only relatively a few moments after that that I come back to the realization that I'm safe at home in bed, and I'm with the person that I love, and I'm right where I wanted to be when I was dreaming. I was somewhere else. And that's really, I think I was getting that messaging when you were speaking, that, you know, that because he's saying, when I willingly and gladly go the way my father's plan appointed me to go, which is just to realize that I'm just dreaming. If I realize that I'm just dreaming, I can begin to at least practice being awake in the dream. And how do I do that? By realizing the dream has no hold on me. Nothing that's going on means anything, really, except every moment of withholding judgment, as we talked in the lesson yesterday, is a gift. And that's moving us towards being awakened, having a lucid experience in this dream, like our brother Jesus did. He became enlightened in the illusion and realized it was just a dream, as well as Buddha. They spoke a bit in those terms. Anyway, I just wanted to share that real quickly, but I follow in the way appointed me. And this is, I think it was yesterday you said that the lesson made you feel warm.
Yeah.
I feel that way today. I feel this energy is opening my heart.
Well, I agree. I just love the idea of having some direction. And I don't know why I think I didn't. And I also just love the idea, as you're saying, it's really simple shift of perception that I'm being called to do. Sometimes when we hear that, well, you're chosen and you're the one we've been waiting for and you're the savior and all are necessary, all those things, it can feel like a burden and it can feel like pressure. And well, maybe my whole life is going to change, meaning the way it looks is going to change. But really, it's what you said. It's you know, that forgiveness and releasing judgment moment by moment, giving those gifts, receiving those gifts. And yeah, the whole world will change, but we are so tickled by it that we can't imagine what took us so long to make the choice finally to come home.
Thanks for sharing.
Thank you for sharing. Me too. Totally.
So we follow in the way appointed us, and we all have our unique responsibility here. God bless you. We love you. And we will be back with you soon.
Stay the course.
Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send